It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you're like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
It's not by chance, but that God ordained a special time that we could join together, because there's a special word for you that God wants you to know about. And today, I would like to talk about Psalms 139. And I'm going to go and read it for you guys. It says, O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me, and you know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you completely know it. O Lord, you hem me up in and behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too softly for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. And when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, from you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you the evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them as my enemies. Search me, O God. You know my heart. Test me. You know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offense in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. There's a couple of verses that I really want to focus on. Yesterday, we talked about how God provides for us. And a lot of religions out there don't have a close relationship with their God. They think of him as this faraway person that has better things to think about than themselves. But God says right here that my thoughts for you as countless as the sands that are on the seashore. And here's the thing that I love about God. Each one of us are so precious to him that he knit us together in our mother's womb. He took the time to put us together, to design us step by step. What color eyes we would have, what color hair we would have, what kind of talents he would put inside of us, what kind of personality we would have. All that, his purpose, he planned for us the purpose. And it pains me to know that there's some people out there that don't see the beauty of an unborn child. Even if the child is born out of wedlock, God still loves you. Just because maybe sin entered the picture there doesn't mean that God doesn't love you any less. God designed you with you in mind. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. If God thinks about us more than this grains of sand that are on the seashore, how can we count how many grains of sand are on the seashore? We can't. It's impossible. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he thinks about us every day. And there's tons of people on this earth. And if you are created by him, which you are, he's thinking about you that much. And he made a way for you to have a relationship with him. And he just wants that so bad. And he wants you to take his son, Jesus Christ, so you can have that relationship with you. And the only way that that can happen is if being God. Because you and I both know that we couldn't think about someone that much. Actually, couldn't think about everybody in the world that much. Let alone knitting someone together in their mother's womb. And that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We also talked about how we were made in the image of God. If God doesn't love you, then I don't know how much more he has to do to prove it to you. God will provide for your needs. Just call upon him. We talked about that yesterday. We talked about how much God desired to have a relationship with you, no matter how much we screwed it up, that he decided to send his son to die for you. A horrible and painful death. Because he loved you that much. There's a website called fatherslovelettertr.com. And it talks about Psalms 139, 17 through 18. It says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O Lord. How vast is the sum of them. When I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." God knows when we get up, when we lie down. He knows the thoughts we're going to think and the things we're going to say before it happens. That's how much he is in tune with us. That's how much he loves us, that he knows everything about us. But this website says, "Have you ever tried to count the grains of the seashore? For those of us who have tried it, it's absolutely impossible. There's so many in just a scoop of your hand that it becomes incomprehensible to think that we could even begin to count them." In the scripture verse, the psalmist tells us that God's thoughts towards us even outnumber the grains on the seashore. What imagery! The Father who created you, who outnumbered all your days, is thinking about you all the time. He never stops thinking about you. And they are not thoughts of condemnation and judgment, but thoughts of absolute love and adoration. How precious are his thoughts towards us. In our limited understanding, this is just too good to be true. But it is true, and God is thinking about you right now. Let us pray. Father, it amazes me that your thoughts towards me outnumber the grains of the seashore, and that your thoughts towards me are loving thoughts. I pray that I might be able to receive the truth in my heart so that I might be able to simply respond with loving thoughts back towards you. In your beloved Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. You know, I'd love you to go to my website and go to my blog. And my website's ambermayshow.com. And go to my blog page. And since we're talking about attributes of God and characteristics of God, I would like you to post. If something happened to you and God supplied a need, I'd love you to go there and post a comment and tell me how God provided for your need. Or if you have a prayer request, post it there too, so that we can pray for you as a community. And if you're struggling with something, maybe we can all come together in one accord and pray for you. You know, the Bible says that God is love and pure love, and he wants to lavish his love on you. He is not looking for more servants to add to his kingdom, but more children to fill his house. He wants to be in a relationship with you, not because you deserve it, but just because he made you and is head over heels in love with you. It is our hope that after you hear this program, that you're going to have a better understanding of his heart for you. It was God's original plan in the Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve would live all the days of their lives in the presence of a loving Father and would in turn reflect his love to their children. It was the Father's hope that each generation would grow up in the light of his love, never knowing a day of rejection or pain. And one day, God is going to take away any pain we've ever felt on this earth. And one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to know that love and that understanding. And sometimes if you've been hurt by God, let's say you're praying for a healing for a loved one and they passed away and you don't understand why they passed away and why God didn't listen to you. Perhaps God was showing them mercy from having to feel any more pain on this earth and having to have any more sicknesses. For instance, maybe you have cancer and you kept getting it and getting it and getting it. and God finally took that loved one. Not because he hated you or was upset with you, but because he wanted to show mercy to that person because he loved him so much and didn't want to spend any more time apart from them. This earth is just temporal, and it's not going to be here forever, and the pains that we have on this earth aren't going to be here forever. And the only one that can take away any pain from you is God. That's it. And if you don't think that there is a God, I'm going to challenge you today. And I'm going to ask you to cry out and say, God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. And you know who did that? The author of The God Who Answers by Fire. I would like you to get her book because her miraculous encounter with Jesus was something I've never heard of before. And God can reveal himself in different ways to you. And I just want you to understand the heart of God and what God is all about, because this world tells us a bunch of lies about who he is and that he's this evil person and how could a loving God send people to hell. Well, I'll tell you this, God doesn't send anyone to hell. People can choose not to go to hell, and people can choose to put themselves there. God made a way so you wouldn't do that. God made a way on the cross so no one will go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will be saved and have everlasting life. For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to give salvation to all who believes. That's all you have to do. God doesn't put sickness and disease on you. If you want to see the truth in that, I want you to read Job. Job says to God, you know what? The only reason why people like you and love you is because you have blessed them. And God won't give you more than you can bear. And he knew Job. And he knew Job could withstand the fire, so to speak, quote unquote, that Satan would go through on him. Because he knew that he trusted in God, that God would be there for him. And God was, even though he went through so many horrible things. It was Satan that does that. Satan will speak into your ear and tell you lies about God. And he's done that with me, and I had to quash that. Because if you've ever lost anyone important to you, a child, a father, a mother, a husband, and it's a very hard, traumatic thing to go through, and you don't understand why you're going through the pain, Satan is going to be right there in your ear telling you things that sound truthful, but they're not. Because they contradict everything God tried to reveal to us through the Bible. So please visit my website, amberemayshow.com. Find my blog, please, and write a comment about a prayer request or about how God has come through for you. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, someone else, because eventually number two will look out for you.